We who have come to teach and guide you through this most onerous of circumstances into ascension, know far more than it has previously been advisable for us to share. Nonetheless, all of us, in our present-day religious guidance, speak to you of love, of nurturance, and of respecting your brothers and sisters. All of us have explained the need for cooperation, harmony and peace. Have we not? These teachings also stress the need for turning within to your soul place, the inner knower, the perfect guide who is an energy form capable of connecting you to the cosmos from which you came. This intuitive, nurturing, creative aspect of you still lives, in spite of your genetic mutancy, and with the constancy of your faith and spiritual commitment, it remembers God, your galactic identity, and your reason for being here. Has it not brought us together, in fact, at this very moment, so we might communicate with each other in this meaningful but unusual way? The many centuries of the Earth human's mutancy have not been without whispers that the alchemy process, in which the power or process of transforming something ordinary or common into something more precious, could be found. Indeed, in Europe's medieval, chemical science period, the aim was to achieve the transmutation of the base metals into gold along with discovering a universal cure for disease and finding a way to assure a prolonged or eternal life. Thus, as mentioned in the book New Cells, 165, book, what is the embedded in the deep recesses of the human family's consciousness that covets better health, longer life, and even immortality? Is this a deeply planted concept, an archetype, that haunts humanity's unconscious repository of evolutionary history with lingering impressions of a past truth once enjoyed? My answer to that is yes. Your DNA is still encoded with the disconnected or suspended parts required to reclaim the 12 helix scalar wave of full consciousness condition. All is not lost. There are a few beings on the planet whose genetic lineage never had their 12 helix DNA fully crippled, thus accounting for the various psychic and spiritual gifts that a rare few possess. My own appearance on Earth was to model what humans could be, and I left behind one method of resurrection, or ascension, using what your cultures call the speed of light, or what I call an energy acceleration that transmutes matter into light. My model has helped only a few attain physical ascension, but the seeds were planted that love and forgiveness would bring you home in consciousness, at least. My own pattern was one of meditation, fasting, rituals using light energy and breathing techniques to increase the amount of cellular light in the human body. This includes the use of certain herbs, non-toxic foods, air, and water as part of a healthy lifestyle. However, there are three other ascension methods besides the pattern that I wish to identify for you. These are three other potential ascension patterns for Earth humans are as follows: raising the entire human race into a mass ascension experience through certain spiritual and physical energy events, such as realigning or removing the energy grid once placed around Earth that prevents negative souls from leaving this dimension. The Jupiter Comet Fragment Collision has begun this initial possibility, utilizing naturally occurring cyclical, photon energy patterns. Photon is a kind of light, to simultaneously shower humanity with so much intense light that their bodies could quickly acquire full consciousness. This might be done in tandem with number one, above, teaching humans how to make manna via an alchemical process spoken of in the Bible, which transforms certain rare elements into health-giving superconductive products. The greatest of all elements is gold, because when it is transformed into a white powdery substance that is easily assimilated by the body, it becomes a light fuel for extended life. Food for the gods, beloveds. Food for achieving and maintaining the 12 helix full consciousness. We have already given you iridium and rhodium, using my own ascension pattern and methods. Many of you have been meditating, using your dreams, and seeking to cleanse and heal yourselves of negative beliefs and emotions. Thus great progress has been made in this past decade. Indeed, many decent people have single-handedly created improvements in human thinking and behavior that are absolutely miraculous. Others have joined together on various projects to improve government, to heal human pain, and to shift the suffering of all living things by a higher application of spiritual perception. Regardless of their motives, they're inordinately valuable in serving Earth's and humanity's needs, not to mention the needs of your solar system and the galaxy itself. Much more is happening than the limited reports from your media and printed sources would indicate. Your planet is buried in lies, half-truths, and governmental secrets, as anyone must surely realize. But more than that, most of humanity has forgotten why it was created, and what God's purpose was in allowing this human life form to evolve. For evolve it did, but not as your Darwinists purport. Your human form came from the stars in an evolutionary expansion best described as an interdimensional decision by the archangelic realms, and those you call spiritual masters and lords, to create planetary caretakers in this galaxy. Now let me further explain the possible mass ascension mentioned as number one, above. Please try to understand that your DNA genetic origins were placed within the sacred geometrical pattern or design called the star tetrahedron, which is a uniquely human pattern wherever it appears. The human pattern, design, creation, or energy definition, then, is truly to be called galactic or cosmic in origin. In every way humans are extraterrestrial, to use an Earth word, because this DNA life code that makes you a human form, rather than a horse, whale, or bird, had its origin elsewhere in space. In every sense then, you were and are an evolving life form identified as a valuable addition to God's family of life. And the higher genetic DNA pattern used to create a physical form capable of having full consciousness is definitely from space, not a development that occurred here on this single planet you presently inhabit. I trust that your awareness of this idea will not be upsetting or disquieting, but rather will be a thrilling discovery, a discovery that God needed and wanted a life form to give service in physical worlds, which is why humans were quickly advanced in evolution's sequence. Thereby your abilities as caretakers of this galaxy's many physical planets were genetically designed to be superbly accomplished. Dear ones, you are cosmic in origin. Your breed, so to say, exists in many areas of what you call the Milky Way galaxy in purposeful and important ways. Galactic humans are often the first physical settlers or pioneers for God's expanding purposes. And more than you may yet realize, some of you are the light beings or are becoming the light beings, described in holy books such as the Bible, as gods with a small g. There are few of you on Earth who yet grasp the enormous significance of who and what you are because of your present genetic mutancy. But some souls can taste an ancient flavor of my meaning and accept that through the spiritual use of light, life began for your ancestors in what is termed an etheric condition, or a high vibratory frequency that did not require physical bodies. Spirit came first, and your relation to Archangel Michael in that chain of creation cannot be overstated. That beloved light being is, in ways difficult to explain, the human form's midwife. Suffice it to say, your lineage began in light and love with an intention to create useful members of the spiritual hierarchy. This experiment has left a most notable mark in this galaxy. Nonetheless, there have been renegades within this original human creation because of the free will factor, as your Earth's violent history describes. We are sending the healing energies of wisdom, love, and peace to you, to aid the resurrection of your original DNA full consciousness, and many of you are becoming more and more aware, and absolutely capable of reclaiming your original 12 helix heritage as described in the book New Cells. New bodies. New life. Whatever negative genetic practices occurred to cripple Earth humans long ago, good news prevails today. We are helping you return to that greater nature and normal genetic condition. Indeed, you are becoming spiritually mature, galactic humans once again after a genetic detour that may seem hurtful, or inappropriate at best. Yet do I assure you that because of this suffering you have learned a truth so profound that it is changing the course of cosmic history. Whether you can believe it yet or not, you of Earth who have retained your spiritual commitment throughout this ignoble event, will soon be respectfully regarded throughout the cosmos. Indeed, my beloveds, you will become known as one of God's most important helpers in operating various material world planets such as Earth. Notice I say God's creations, which means there are many different physical body styles or forms. Humans are but one of many life forms in physical existence, just as there are angelic forms of different kinds. Also, creation is varied and experimental. You are not less important because God has many creations, unless you allow yourself to think so. Your acceptance of this truth about human beings will open a vast area of joyful exploration soon to be experienced if you wish it. Life is incredibly abundant, as this planet so obviously demonstrates. Flowers come in many sizes, shapes, colors, and odors. Plants and trees are also profuse, as are animals, birds and fish, even the insects and tiny viruses. If you can comprehend that beings like yourself are only one physical genetic pattern, even as a cedar is one type of tree and a nightingale is one type of bird, you will face the upcoming transition with greater peace and security. I come today, then, to put this imminent transformation and ascension into a clearly defined context for all who will listen and test the validity of my message within their own soul. For there the resonance will occur. I ask that you test my comments, as you would those of any other speaker, inside the resonating chamber of your heart and soul. Simply ask your soul whether you are cosmic in origin or not. One of our gifts to aid in your ascension is to make it easier to reclaim your power and authority through access to the many energy influences and upgrades we have shared with you. Beginning after World War II and then most profoundly in 1985-86, when Earth's rigid, concrete reality was penetrated by our harmonious waves of higher consciousness, you began to awaken. As you were fed the healing octaves of our love and wisdom, your hidden code of genius, mutantly sleeping within the DNA cell's original composition, was vitalized and an enormous resonance began to throb within the cellular definition of your beingness. Gradually, then, miraculous things began to happen as humans participated in their evolutionary emergence from the cocoon-like prison of ignorance into a more sentient group consciousness. In 1987, what you called the harmonic convergence intensified an interdimensional awakening, and a loosening from the duality of separation began a new cycle of unity and holiness, wholeness. Exponential resonance moved some of you into an ever-increasing focus on psychological cleansing and an emergence from immature emotional patterns of personal selfishness. Some of you began to remember the soulful satisfaction of harmonic living, and to yearn for community, group cooperation and planetary salvation. We have watched your progress since the end of World War II and witnessed your expanding transformation, especially during the amplifications of energies during what you call solstice, equinox and full moon rituals and meditations, and also wherever church services or celestial type music have raised your feeling level to heaven. Some churches allow and encourage quiet times of meditation, also, and these provide an ever-expanding increase in your vibratory rate. Nature too plays an enormous role in developing human compassion and in providing ways to express it through the nurturance of animals, cetaceans, fish, plants, birds, minerals, air, soil, and water. Each aesthetic thought you have, or deed you do, increases your consciousness and brings your vibration of love closer to heaven. Indeed, each time you are environmentally wise, or reach positive agreements, or are kind to one another, you are blessing life and your own soul frequency, as well. This results in increased perception and higher consciousness for use in balancing your personality with its soul commitment as a galactic caregiver. Then by using personal and group meditations to focus on positive change, you can combine your separate energies into a group and begin synthesizing these intentions into a vision of a healed humanity, a purified society.